word we say. All the things we do, every word we say. Watch your tongue.
Watch your tongue!
Now, here are your hosts and teachers, Pastor C.J. Duffy and Pastor Dr. John Cooper.
Welcome back to the show. I'm Pastor Dr. John Cooper, and my co-host is our good friend and Pastor C.J. Duffy.
Well, you're here for a fifth part of a five-part series from Joe Joseph on the Freedom League.
Yes.
Powerful, powerful teachings.
Yes, and you know, he's talked so much about how the world is falling away from God, how the nation Israel has been kind of put to one side, and how that we need to support and to do God's work.
Well, this has been such a great series. All of these series have been very, very fundamental. And if you get a chance to watch it again, you can look it up on www.watchyourtongue.tv and see all of these shows. They're great. It'll be great learning for all of you.
Yes, that's exactly right. And you know, don't forget, Watch Your Tongue. www.watchyourtongue.tv is where you can go to get to hear again what Joe Joseph has said.
Joe Joseph on the Freedom Link. Let's get ready.
Yes.
Here he is.
This is Watch Your Tongue.
Each person in the church has their own wonderful memories of April 20th with joy and warm feelings. Their trip down memory lanes are abruptly interrupted when the man visiting the church asks them a profound question. What are God's Christmas memories? How do you think God would react if people decided to commemorate yearly his son's birthday on the birthday of Hitler? How do you suppose the Eternal would feel if the day symbolizing the Reich or the Nazi Party's resurrection were used to symbolize the resurrection of Christ? Would God be pleased with his children if he saw them sincerely trying to honor the sacrifice of his son on using a swastika? Mm. Wouldn't most want to study to find out how their customs honoring God and his son got started? In the fictionalized tale, an April 20th Christmas seemed so wonderful and magical, filmed with warm feelings and love. And no wonder Satan, their master, can disguise himself as an angel of light, 2 Corinthians 11:14. The Christmas spirit to them is the spirit of sharing and giving to others. Anyone who would even dare to be opposed to such a widely accepted practice must mean something is terribly wrong with them. The allure and temptation to celebrate Christmas on April 20th with its lights and music and festivities enjoyed even by those who know nothing of God would be most powerful. You could try with all your might, but still fail to convince most people that the Nazi origins of what they are doing should be a warning to them not to keep their holiday. See, to an early New Testament church, God's perfect will did not mean that they could celebrate holidays like Christmas. The later universal Roman-based church, however, deceived the masses into believing they could hang on to their pagan traditions of worship, but rename them as God's will. Jesus warned in no uncertain terms that there would be those who would worship him in vain. And this was Mark 7:7-8. He said, "Well did Isaiah prophesy concerning you hypocrites, as it is written, 'The people honors me with their lips, but their hearts are far away from me. But in vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrine and the commandments of men.'" That, my friends, to me, is where the church is failing.
Amen.
You know, that to me is where there is a serious shortfall, because we accept societal norms, and we shirk off the truth of the Word, the Bible, you know? And to me, you just can't compromise. Jesus said, "Be either hot or cold, but don't be lukewarm, or I'll spew you out of my mouth." And so when I live my life and I look at that, I can't. I just cannot bring myself to celebrate it and be responsible for the children that God has given me custody of. They're his children. I'm just their earthly guardian.
That's right. That's,
you know,
exactly right.
So
yes.
I can't do it. I don't know. I'm very interested to know what you guys feel about that, because to me it's one of the great deceptions. And look at what that holiday has become, you know?
Yeah, I sure do.
We'll put it this way. Black Friday is like one of my favorite holidays of the year. I call it the running of the sheeple. So it's like my Super Bowl.
Yeah.
You know? But look at what Christmas has become, and should that not speak enough to how apostate it is?
Joe, I think.
What do you guys think about that?
I think that there's so many things going on.
Hear me?
Can you hear me?
I got you now.
Okay. I think that there's so many things going on at Christmas that's been so commercialized that they have totally forgotten Christ. And as far as Christmas is concerned, my thought is this: Santa Claus worship Santa Claus on his birthday. Jesus worship Jesus on his birthday. And I know December 25th is not when he was born. It was a different date. But if you're going to make it that time, make it a true worship of Christmas. Now, you talked to kids this last year. You saw some news on it, some footage, where they asked them what Christmas was all about. They said it's getting the presents. You remember, did you see that on television? It was on national television. What's Christmas all about? Just getting presents. Well, Piddle, that's not what it's about, Joe. It's all about Jesus, the babe in the manger. And literally thinking, celebrating his birthday, I think, Billy, my wife and I, we do it every day.
You know, one of the interesting things is, let's give a little bit of deception just in the manger story, right? Mm-hmm. The manger story says that Jesus was born in a manger. Mm-hmm. The problem is the Bible tells a very different story. He's born in a sukkah. He's born in a tent. And basically what happens is, here it is, the Feast of Sukkot, which is when you follow the feast days, the Feast of Sukkot deals with the 40 years in exile. So it's kind of remembering that you live in a tent for a week and you kind of live like you're out there in the wilderness. It's a reminder of the punishment. The punishment that was endured. So what happened was Mary goes to look for an inn room or something like that. Well, there's none. It's Sukkot. The inns are all taken up. So there's nothing like that. So what happens? She has Yeshua in Yosef's sukkah. And that's what actually transpired. One of the interesting things, and this is something that's just happened since about 2000 or so, is when NASA went up and they put mirrors on the moon. They landed a probe and it put mirrors up there. And then NASA could measure with a laser down to 1/10,000th of a percent accuracy the lunar cycle. And once they could do that, then they could go back using the lunar cycle to figure out exactly to the day when Yeshua was born based on some of the biblical scripture dealing with the feast days. And so the interesting thing that I find is that we've gone in a country where just a couple hundred years back, Christmas was illegal. You got arrested if you celebrated Christmas, because they understood what it really meant. To today, it becoming what it's manifested into. Does that not speak volumes into what the real true spirit of Christmas is? If you boil it down to its core, not what you make of it, what is it?
Yes.
Yeah, my daughter does not celebrate it at all.
Yeah. And I can't, like the Christmas trees, you're reading Jeremiah. Jeremiah tells it best, don't do what the heathen do and nail your Christmas tree up and adorn it with silver and gold. When you put these gold and silver balls on the tree, you don't realize that it actually came from a sun god ritual. And this is the story goes that Ra castrated himself on December 25th, his birthday. And that Egyptians, in honor of him castrating himself, hung gold and silver balls on the palm trees. And when you find out where all these traditions come from, it gives you a better idea. Ahead, guys.
You know, when you open, I try to see everything from a spiritual side and see who's speaking on a spiritual side. Now, watch this. Being that all of these pagan holidays, which they are, have been among us, and it's become a point to where it's all about the dollar, for one. It's all about marketing. It's all about the dollar.
That's right.
And
being that you have the church, the body of believers, which when I speak church, I'm talking about the believers, not the
building. Yeah, you're not talking about organized religion like steeple church, right?
Yeah, yes. No, I'm not. We've fallen short. You got so many that are called by circumstances, called by mom, son, you've been in church all your life, you ought to start preaching. So many things that have made our religion apostate.
Doctrine of men. It has become literally the doctrine of men.
And it's a sad day today when God continues to reveal to me how far behind we truly are. How far in lack of knowledge that we truly are.
Are you surprised, though?
No, I'm not. You know, I remember going over to Israel a couple of years ago, and I stayed there a couple of weeks, and I saw the tradition. I saw how traditionalized they really are and how they worship, what they do on Shabbat. And, you know, and then when I come back to America and see how backwards we truly are, we need to take a stand on the truth. And it needs to be taught. Well, Joe, I'm almost ashamed.
Yeah. Joe, go ahead, John.
Look at our whole society. What's it built on? We have a calendar. Where did the calendar come from?
I know. See? Gregorian calendar, sun god, yep.
Exactly. And we have so many things that came about. And remember, the Pope reigned supreme once upon a time. The Pope made doctrine, and he called things what they're going to be. He set up holidays. He set many of these things up himself at his own leisure for what he wanted. Based on his thoughts. And so we have all these things that have been built by preconceived ideas of man, what man thinks should be a representative of God. And that's the reason why we're where we're at today.
Yes.
You can't do that and make a society out of it. It will not stand.
And let me be honest with you. Even if you're not Christian, if you take a look at all of the religious beliefs out there, they're all grounded. The base root is love.
Yes.
If you look at it, there's a commonality in their love. I don't care if you're Christian or not. Love each other. Mm-hmm. That's really what it boils down to.
Yeah, you're talking about words again.
Yeah, because they're that powerful. They really are. If you look at the programming on television and the smut and the garbage that's out there now, how can you get love out of that? How do you form unconditional love? How do you form a knowledge of that? The only thing that it breeds is carnality.
Yes, exactly right.
You know, you're bringing a lot of legitimacy to this TV show. It's going to enlighten so many spirits. That 5 minutes, give me five, is going to open up eyes. I'm telling you. Give me five is going to bring new light to this ministry.
Right. Oh, gosh, guys. I'm just one voice in amongst a lot. But you know what? To us, as long as that's what I'm saying, it doesn't take that many people. It really doesn't.
That's right.
Take that many people.
That's exactly right.
You know, it really doesn't. And that's why this year, you know, now, of course, everybody knows how I roll. And I have fellow hosts here that don't exactly believe the way I do. But you want to know, that's one of the things that I found is love and respect. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Shatters all of those barriers. It really does. And we can all come together in love and peace. And at one point in time, I think that the atmosphere existed for that. And I think it's going to happen again. Well, I know it's going to happen again. See, we've got the playbook. So we know how it ends. We know how it ends.
We win.
But as good human beings, we have to strive to better ourselves and overcome the flesh.
Exactly.
We have to overcome it because I'm telling you, it's a discipline. It's a discipline that does nothing but bring you good in your life if you do that. That's not to say you can't enjoy yourself.
That's
if you read
right.
the Bible and God tells you specifically, you know, on the feast days, there's supposed to be a time of fun, of excitement, of worship.
Yes.
He says, break out the strong drink and have yourself a good time and worship me and love. And that's what it's all about. See, people think,
well, that Old Testament, why, that's a bloody book and everything like that. And God, you know, he was killing people and everything.
No. You just reading part of the story. You didn't get to the good parts.
Oh, my.
You didn't get to the good parts. And really, that's You have to understand the Bible in its totality. You do. If you try and pick, if you go and pick at one verse here, one verse there, one verse here, one verse there, then of course, you know, I can come up with, come up with all sorts of justifications.
Oh, sure. I can come up with, go hang yourself.
Sure. You just have to, it's a deep study. And the other thing, guys, you know, back in the days when Yeshua, Jesus walked the earth, the New Testament didn't exist. The Old Testament was the Bible back then. And even then it was the five books of Moses. Mm-hmm. The other ones hadn't really been brought together. Then, you know, then they aggregated it as best they could with the, you know, the KJV and so on. And there were, you know, the Greeks, the Apocrypha. But really, you can't just take the New Testament. You can't just take the Old Testament. You have to take everything in its totality and then look at the stuff that wasn't involved. I'll tell you, I read and I understand Jasher, Jubilees, and Enoch. Why? Because I think they are very, very relevant and have a lot of information that is not in the original canon. Mm. And that we can draw things from there and understand a bigger picture. Like one of the things that I found out, this was earth-shattering for me, is I always wanted to know the background story on Cain and Abel. Because the Bible's kind of like, it's kind of sketchy, very, very quick. Yeah. It's like, you know, think about it. You know, these scribes and whoever was writing this back then and passing it. Well, first of all, it was passed by like memory and mouth and the word, right? And then scribes are doing it. So I can understand why, you know, it's a short, sweet story. There's a lot of information that they try to pack into Genesis there. You know, Moses was, you know, he's hurting.
Yeah.
So then you look into Jubilees. Well, Jubilees expands on that whole story. It breaks it all out for you. It tells you the whole tale. It's amazing what it is, and it's like what we face today, you know, an oppressive, tyrannical government, these principalities that are fighting us. It was the same argument that Cain and Abel went through.
Yes.
You know, when Cain slayed Abel, Abel was walking his flock across Cain's land, and Cain was like, yo, hey, baby. What you doing walking across there? Them grazing on my land and whatnot. He's like, hey, are you eating my meat? You doing this? Come on, man. And, you know, it kind of gives you the whole background, the argument. Yes. What boiled it up? What was eating at Cain?
Yes.
That's not in the canon. So you go to the extra biblical text and you get the whole story of it, you know? And it paints a very, very different picture than what organized religion often shows. It also, you know, organized religion also brings in these powerful doctrine of men that have over time really taken us off course. And I just have to go back to the original canon, also to the historical records and the extra biblical texts, like the work of Josephus. Oh, I mean, I could read that all day. You know, some of the history there, guys, unbelievable. So I'm just absolutely at what do you want? Oh yeah, yeah, the prophets. Yeah, thank you. See, my wife's been like right trying to get my attention. So so, you know, and she says it too, you know, the prophets often quoted from the extra biblical texts like Enoch, Jasher, and Jubilees. And it looks like we've lost my buddy John. He has flown the proverbial coop. They've dropped offline. That's all right, because the show's almost done. And I know, you know, this is a spiritual conversation, and this is something that, you know, a lot of people don't like. Well, look, this is something that we're going to have to face. This is something that we're going to all have to face. And it doesn't matter what label you put on it. Again, it doesn't change the truth. It doesn't change the truth. Whatever we believe, it doesn't change the truth. So what I would suggest, if you truly want to search and truly want to know, you have to look at all history. You have to dive into all beliefs, and you have to formulate an educated opinion. What I will tell you is, based on my research and looking into things like Buddhism, you know, reading the I Ching, getting into Mohammedism and Muslim and Islam and reading the Quran and all that. I have my spiritual path has led me down to look at the not I'm not a Christian, but I am a believer. And I do believe that there is a creative force out there that is rooted in good. And there is a force out there, a destructive force. Yes, Kev Baker, if you look at Mohammedism, actually, Islam is a late 19th, early 20th century term. Before that, it was called Mohammedism. They are also the descendants of Abraham, of Ishmael. So with that said, we have a what is going on here with my phone? It's just going crazy. We have just an amalgamation of these different beliefs, but they're all grounded and rooted in worship to the same creative force that's rooted in love. And we need to go and we need to embrace it. Embrace that love for our fellow man, for our fellow human being. Because without that love, we're not going to see change. Popeye often talks about, you know, revolutions. We don't want a revolution. A revolution means full cycle. John Cooper said it. There's power in words. You want a revolution? There's power in what you're saying. That means you want to go full circle. Think about what you're saying. Just like every time you call yourself a consumer, there's power in what you're saying. You're calling yourself a useless eater. You are not a consumer. And it's up to you to determine what you're going to produce. That's really what it's all about. Are you going to produce change or are you just going to consume? Don't be a consumer. Unreal, you know? The power in the word. It doesn't just have to be biblical, folks. We do it to ourselves. Bernays saw it. Bernays knew about it. He understood it.
Hey, Joe.
And you're back. And we're almost out of time, guys. This 2 hours.
I know it. I know it.
2 hours time come is... and gone. Hey, I know it. I don't know if you guys, we could do a little, I want to talk to you after the break.
Just watch your tongue.
Pastor Duffy, isn't that Joe Joseph very special that he came back with all these different events talking about, especially this being the fifth part of a five-part series.
Knowledge, wisdom, revelation. You know, even in the book of Hosea, chapter 4, verse 6, it says, my people are destroyed for what? Lack of knowledge. Because you have rejected knowledge, you will be no priest unto me. Being that you have forgotten the law of your God, I will also reject you and your children. So we wonder why our kids are going through hard times. We wonder why homeschooling is so important right now. We wonder why all these things are going because we basically fell away from the foundation, which is the Word of God.
That's right. And you know, it's so important to support the nation Israel because it's so very clear in the Scriptures, those who support the nation Israel
will
benefit from it. And they will be blessed.
We'll be blessed.
And those who don't will not be blessed. And so it's so critical that we do that and support the nation of Israel.
Well, I learn so much always from wisdom. I listen to the Spirit speak. If I'm looking for something or someone has something of value, such as Joe Joseph from the Freedom Link, I look at the fruit that I see. I listen for fruit. So we got a lot to learn from our audience. Guys out there in the audience, if you don't know or you're going through anything, this show is designed to help you with salvation. It's trying to get you to the going to the other side. That's where we're going.
That's right.
This is not it. This is not our final destination. And I need you to know that those who are struggling out there with depression, anxiety, stress, financial troubles, this show was beneficial for you. You will learn so much and get your peace that you need. Matter of fact, the whole world that I know of, they're looking for peace.
Right.
They're finding synthetic peace in all these other all these other formulas when there's only one formula. He told us in John chapter 14, verse 27, he said, peace I leave unto you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world give I to you. He said, let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. So people are walking through the world confused. All of creation worships God. But man created in God's image is very confused about who he is. And they're looking to fallen man to tell him who he is. He doesn't know who God is.
That's right.
So if you don't know about Jesus, you can't tell me who I am. I'm trying to tell your audience, you're very special. God loves you. He's trying to drive it home to you. Watch your tongue. It's going to change your whole life.
It'll change your whole world because the devil's not after you. He's after what you say.
That's right. Pastor, along with that, you know, it's so important that we learn how to walk with the Lord. And, you know, it's interesting, too, when God said, He'll give us peace. You know, that's, the world doesn't have peace. That's one of the biggest problems.
Yes.
There's, like you said, all the different things that plague them. And they could have peace and understanding if they just trust God.
Well, there's no, see, it's all about words.
Yes.
The original technology. Words. That's why you got to watch your tongue. By those words, you'll be justified. So it's so important for you to learn the meaning and the understanding of what words truly are to your life.
Yes.
Because they'll condemn you. They can also justify
you. Yes, yes.
So we got the perfect show for all the world to see. You're going to have to eventually watch your tongue.
Right. And this program is designed for those who are unsaved and need to know about why they're saved. But it's also for those who are saved and who do not know all the things that God has prepared for them. So we're trying to give you both sides so that you can understand what God wants to do for us. And it is so enormous. I can't think of a bigger word.
Watch this special offer.
Just watch your tongue.
I wrote a book called To the Praise of His Glory. And it's a book of devotional prayers. It's based on the Psalms, and on the left page is the psalm itself, and on the right page is a prayer. Sometimes the pages don't match up with the link, and so there's also room occasionally for you to write your own prayer. Prayers are strange things. Sometimes they're simple, but God doesn't mean for them to be just simple. Prayers are not heavenly vending machine where you put in a prayer and take out a blessing. But the Word of God is a two-edged sword, and prayer is the arm that wields the sword of the Spirit and the word of His glory. So He inhabits the praises of His people. And we want you to go beyond praying for health and welfare and out of fear to praise His name. So for everyone who sends in a $10 offering, as a thank you of appreciation, I will sign this and send you a copy free of charge.
Book offer number WYT-101 To the Praise of His Glory by author Linda L. is available now for a donation of $10 or more. Shipping and handling are included. Call 1-903-439-1218 or order online at www.watchyourtongue.tv. You may also send your donation of $10 or more to Watch Your Tongue Ministries, P.O. Box 367, Sulphur Springs, Texas 75483. Request offer number WYT-101 when writing or calling. Your donation helps keep Watch Your Tongue on in your area. We look forward to hearing from you today.
Pastor Duffy, I am so glad that people like Linda L. is supporting this ministry by partnering with us in this book.
Supporters. We need supporters. But one of the biggest ways you as our audience can support us is your prayers.
Yes.
Your prayers mean so much to us to help reach around not only the United States, but we're reaching the world through your prayers, and we want to thank you for it. But anything God lays on your heart, we're going to be looking for supporters. We have three levels of support on a monthly basis. We have silver, gold, and platinum, silver being $50 per month, gold being $75 per month, and platinum being $100 per month. But whatever God lays on your heart, you may want to send us a chicken coop or whatever
Amen.
It is. Whatever God lays on your heart, we will really appreciate it because that's what it's all about.
That's right. Amen.
And then there might be someone out there in the audience that may not know Jesus as a partner of their sins. So we want to pray for you right now.
Yes.
So take the time and pray with me right now. Father, I thank you for coming into my heart. I need to get off of depression. I need anxiety relief.
True.
I need stress relief. I need finances in my life. So I thank you for coming into my heart and showing me the right way so that I can learn to use my mouth to speak the right blessings.
Yes, Lord.
Because it's
yes.
all about the scriptures. And even in the book of Matthew, chapter 12, verse 36 and 37, it tells us, by our words we'll be justified, and by them we'll be condemned. God wants us to know that. So Lord, come into our hearts. Give us a right mindset. Give us a right tongue so that we can praise you in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
Watch Your Tongue is a television outreach of Watch Your Tongue Ministry, Incorporated. The comments or views expressed in this broadcast are those of the individual speakers and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions held by the station or network. This episode is sponsored in part by John Cooper Land Survey, Copeland and Lona Ministries, Watch Your Tongue Partners, and viewers. Copyright 2014, Watch Your Tongue Ministries, Incorporated. All rights reserved.